It's Get Well Wednesday. And our doctor today is Dr. Roderick Clay Brooks. He's a spine surgeon, author of The Black Student's Guide to Success. He was compelled to write The Black Student's Guide to Success after meeting so many patients in the emergency room of Detroit that were living beneath their potential and not maximizing their gifts. You in Detroit, Doc?
Yes, sir. Detroit, Michigan.
You got lights this morning?
We got lights this morning.
Did you?
Lights in the emergency room?
Actually, lights in the emergency room, too, and the operating room.
Good.
That's good.
Just checking.
Did you have any problems yesterday, by the way?
Yeah, you have problems?
No. Everything has been pretty good last few days.
Okay. Everything was down at the courthouse.
Right. It was all in the city.
That's correct. Yeah, down at the courthouse.
Municipal buildings.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
All right, Doc. Top five reasons people visit the emergency room.
Okay.
Top five visits. What's the top five? I mean, top five reasons that people visit the emergency room.
A top five would be chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain / vomiting, and headaches, and then followed by musculoskeletal complaints like extremity pain and back pain and knee pain and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes it can be the flu, but if it's going to be the flu, it's usually associated with a cough, usually associated with a fever. But that number five, when we say musculoskeletal complaints, believe it or not, a lot of people go to the emergency room just because they have a really, really bad backache or like arm pain, arm numbness, knee pain, things like that, sometimes from sports injuries and things of that nature.
What's the secret to getting through the emergency room?
Well, honestly,
Getting in and getting out.
You know, a lot of times they're popping up with these new urgent cares now, which are supposed to be treating the non-serious illnesses. Certainly, if you have a major accident or some major illness, you should go to a emergency room at a larger hospital. But if it's just a cough or, you know, a fever and things like that, they're trying to treat those at what we call urgent cares, which are not supposed to be as busy. Another trick I tell people is if it really can wait, but you still need to go to the emergency room, sometimes if you go early in the morning, you know, the emergency room can kind of clear it out, believe it or not, you know, around 6 or 7 in the morning.
That's what I want to hear. Best time to go to the emergency room about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
No, trust me, it's not as busy as it is late at night. But for some reason that I can't even explain at this point, we tend to wait, you know, hoping it's going to get better. Then, you know, people either wait until they get off work or wait till the kids get out of school and everybody piles up to the emergency room 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And you wait 3 or 4 hours to see a doctor sometimes, you know.
Because everybody comes at the
same time.
Yeah, those are really good, but you're right. 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning is the time to go. But there are some strange people sitting in there waiting. So.
Well, they
watch
have
out
security
there.
For you. They usually have security there
but
for you.
But they take care
right.
of you. They really do.
Doctor, there is a fine line, though, isn't there, between, you know, just waiting to see if things get better or for a better time and actually, you know, you have a real emergency that might not appear to be emergency, but something that could be more serious than you think because you're not a doctor.
Oh, absolutely. Let's start with the first one. So the number one reason that people go to the emergency room is chest pain. And so the typical description for chest pain that will be related to a heart attack, certainly you don't want to wait to go to the emergency room tomorrow morning if you're having a heart attack at 8 o'clock at night. You know, that would be foolish. They describe it as crushing chest pain. The classic thing people say is that it feels like an elephant sitting on my chest. I mean, just unrelenting chest pain. It really feels like an elephant is sitting on your chest. It's typically a heart attack. The other thing that goes along with that is numbness on the left side of the cheek or face and numbness going down the left arm because the heart is on the left side of our chest. So something of that degree certainly shouldn't wait. Now, people often go to emergency room with chest pain. It's really just heartburn. And so what we ask people, is it associated with eating? You know, is it lower down in the chest, like at the bottom of the breastbone? That's usually heartburn. But chest pain is crushing in nature, radiating into the left arm. Now, that's a bit more serious, so certainly you shouldn't wait for anything like that.
And it's weird that people have all those symptoms in one go.
You know what? Believe it or not, some people do wait too long, and they don't go. And, you know, it's always safer just to go. You know, I know we make jokes, and we hate to wait in the emergency room. We hate to wait for the doctor, but I'd rather for you to go. And the doctor say, you know, it was just heartburn for you to wait too long because that can happen as well.
If you have questions for the doctor, call, text them at 646464 and no waiting. And he'll text you back for the next hour. Thank you, Dr. Roderick Claybrooks of
And Tom,
Detroit.
We have copies of the book, The Black Student's Guide to Success.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
To the next 25 Text Tom Club members at 64646464.